I study a rare disease known as Bart syndrome. Bart syndrome is a mitochondrial disorder that is caused by a mutation in the gene known as tophazin. Now, normally, tophazin functions by remodeling an essential mitochondrial phospholipid known as cardiolipin. It adds acyl groups to cardiolipin, which makes it more unsaturated, and this allows cardiolipin to really anchor in super complexes of the electron transport chain and aids in overall ATP synthesis. Now, when tophazin is mutated, cardiolipin cannot be remodeled, and this overall reduces the ability of the mitochondria to make ATP efficiently, and this leads to Bart syndrome. Now, the phenotype of Bart syndrome can vary from person to person, but it is commonly characterized by cardiomyopathy, skeletal muscle weakness, and exercise intolerance. In fact, back in 2018, they had a patient-led discussion panel, and patients identified exercise intolerance and muscle fatigue as the main symptoms that they wish would be cured one day. Because currently, there is no cure for Bart syndrome, there is only symptom management. Thus, we set out to try and find a way to improve the exercise tolerance of Bart patients in the hopes that they're able to move around better. This would improve their overall quality of life. And our lab is suited for this work because we developed a Drosophila exercise machine that we refer to as the Power Tower. And a picture of it can be seen in Figure 1. And what the Power Tower does is it takes advantage of the fly's natural ability to climb upwards when a fly is knocked down. And it works by having a rotating arm, which pushes down a lever. And as the arm continues to rotate, it releases that lever, which drops vials of flies down to the bottom of their vial. And that drop stimulates them to climb upwards. Now, flies run on this machine until they are completely fatigued. Thus, we use this machine to measure a fly's endurance. To measure endurance, we place 8 vials of flies onto the machine and we let them run until they are fatigued. A fatigued vial is when 80% of the flies have stopped climbing about a half centimeter upwards in their vial. And once fatigued, we note the time and remove that vial. We also use this machine to chronically exercise train our flies. Our exercise training protocol lasts 3 weeks with flies exercising once a day for 5 consecutive days. And the time on the machine is increased by half an hour each week. So by week 3, flies on the machine are running for 3 hours. We also place unexercised flies on the machine. We just have a soft cap pushed all the way down so flies aren't actually able to run. This exposes the unexercised group to the same environment as our exercise group, with the only caveat being they can't actually run, so they don't actually get any exercise training. And then after 3 weeks of this training, we see that wild types typically adapt with increased endurance. We previously made a CRISPR tophazin mutant, and this mutant has 889 base pairs deleted from its longest transcript. And as shown in Figure 2A, when we measure the endurance of this genomic mutant, it runs significantly less than its background control, W1118, thus indicating that our genomic mutant is exercise intolerant, since it can't perform the same physical activity as a healthy wild type when you compare the two. We also wanted to test the endurance of a full body tophazin knockdown. And what we see is that when you knock down tophazin in the whole body using TUB5 gene switch, we see reduced endurance as well, which is very similar to the genomic mutant. Thus, this phenotype, whether you do it genomically or you knock it down, is very similar. We also wanted to test their ability to adapt to exercise training. And what we see is that the genomic mutant does not adapt to exercise training with increased endurance, as seen in Figure 2C. And once again, we also see that in the full body knockdown, that they do not adapt to our exercise training with increased endurance. Thus, these results indicate full-body knockdown mimics the exercise phenotypes of a genomic TAS mutant. So next, we wanted to determine what tissue was responsible for these phenotypes. And we found that tofazin was required in muscle tissue for both normal endurance and for adapting to chronic exercise training. So when you knock down tofazin just in the muscle, their endurance is significantly reduced, as seen in figure 3A. And if you chronically exercise train them, they aren't able to adapt with increased endurance, as seen in figure 3C. We next wanted to test if you put tofazin back in the muscle of a TAS mutant, if that would be sufficient in rescuing these exercise phenotypes. And what we found is that it is. If you overexpress tofazin just in the muscle of tofazin mutants, those flies run significantly longer than tofazin mutants. And after endurance training, those flies adapt with significantly increased endurance. This indicates that the muscle tissue is a key therapeutic target for restoring exercise capacity in TAS mutants. Finally, we wanted to test the efficacy of a known exercise gene, PGC1-alpha, in restoring the exercise capacity of TAS mutants. And what we found is that if you overexpress PGC1-alpha just in muscle tissue of TAS mutants, their exercise capacity is completely restored to wild-type levels, thus indicating that potential therapies for Barth syndrome would be giving Barth patients pharmacological activators of PGC1-alpha since it fully rescues their exercise capacity. Thanks.